You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Jesse Wade Disotel, age 38, of Greenwood, who was booked for second-degree battery, domestic abuse with strangulation, false imprisonment, and resisting an officer. The arrest was made after deputies responded to the Minden Medical Center emergency room, where a female had showed up suffering injuries from an alleged assault that occurred at a location on Caney Lake Road, resulting in the arrest of the suspect. The sheriff's office reports the arrest of Antonio Carter, age 38, of Trotwood, Ohio, who was booked for felony theft, illegal transaction of funds, and exploitation of an aged person. The suspect was taken into custody in Bossier and transported to Bayou Dort Chief Correction Center, booked on outstanding warrants. One arrest reported by the sheriff's office for domestic abuse battery, and one arrest reported for disturbing the peace by being intoxicated, and the sheriff's office reports an arrest for being a fugitive from Little River County, Arkansas. Minden City Police report the arrest of Amy Edmiston, age 38, of MacArthur Drive, who was booked on one count of theft, and one arrest reported on several outstanding bench warrants. State Police booked a motorist for DWI, resisting by flight, obstruction of a highway, and open container. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 78, south wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low 57, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny Wednesday, high 83, south wind gusts to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, low near 63, south wind gusts to 25 miles an hour. 40% chance for showers Thursday, high 84. 70% chance Thursday night, low 65. And that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Michael Nairn, Cole Robert Allen was fined $2,000 plus court cost, plus 1 year suspended and a year probation for attempted introducing contraband into a penal facility. Ruben Gonzalez will stand trial May 1st for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. Contavious Layton will stand trial July 24th for simple burglary. John Montgomery will stand trial July 24th for domestic abuse with child endangerment. Jeffrey Kyle Moore pleaded not guilty to simple burglary and will stand trial November 27th. Patricia Parker was sentenced to 18 months suspended and 2 years of probation for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Cameron Ryan Thompson pleaded guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will be sentenced at a later date. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Jerry Manuel, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, introducing contraband into a correction center. Jacques Burdett, attempted second-degree murder, illegal use of a weapon, failure to appear. Charles Olivier, failure to appear. Daquan Branch, second-degree battery. Jackie Nolan, aggravated assault with a firearm. Chrissy Bradley, probation violation. Amy Denise McDonald, aggravated battery and failure to appear. A meeting of the Bossier City Council is scheduled for today, 3 o'clock at Bossier City Hall. On the agenda, open seal bids for the demolition at 803 Butler Street. Open seal bids for demolition at 617 Whittington Street, an ordinance to enlarge the limits and boundaries of Bossier City by annexing approximately 71 acres of land, authorize the mayor to execute documents for the lease of 21.186 acre tract of land to Chasing Aces Sports Entertainment, authorize the mayor to execute documents for the sale of just over 5 acres in Stockwell Subdivision to Chasing Aces Sports Entertainment. Adopt an ordinance appropriating $200,000 from EMS Capital and Contingency Fund for the purchase of 4 new portable radios for Bossier City Fire Department. Authorize the mayor to execute a cooperative endeavor agreement with the Department of Treasury and the State of Louisiana. declare an emergency for repair and replace of infrastructure due to a severe winter storm event in December of 2022, the cost not to exceed $305,000 to come from the Disaster Reserve Fund. Appropriate $2,500,000 in matching funds from the Water Capital and Contingency Fund for the American Rescue Plan Act Water Sector Program grant. Appropriate $300,000 from the Riverboat Gaming Capital Fund for a left turn lane on Highway 71 at Golden Meadow. Appropriate funds for security improvements for Bossier City Municipal Complex, total $600,000. Approve a change order for Citywide Street Improvements Phase 1 project. Appropriate $95,000 from the Equipment Replacement Fund for modernizing upgrade for the elevator at Bossier City Hall. Authorize the mayor to execute an agreement between Bossier City and Ingalls Information Security for providing management detection response and network security monitoring services. Authorize hiring a part-time event coordinator for the Bossier Civic Center. Hire a police officer for the Bossier Police Department. Hire an engineering aide for the engineering department. Adopt a resolution to contract to provide support in developing a storm water master plan and hear a number of reports. The meeting is open to the public. The UCAP office announcing needs this week for the UCAP pantry at 204 Miller Street: cereal, crackers, powdered milk, biscuit mix, cornbread mix, and ramen noodles, men's shoes sizes 9.5 and up, men's pants or jeans, waist size 32 and 34, towels, twin sheets, deodorant, and toothpaste. The UCAP office is open on Monday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will host a boating education Lanyap Day April 22nd. One location includes the Wildlife Office on Highway 80 west of Minden. Anyone born after January 1, 1984 must complete an approved boating education course and carry proof of completion to operate a motorboat in excess of 10 horsepower. To register, you'll need to go online to wlf.louisiana.gov/page/boater education. The Webster Women of Courage will hold a free women's event tonight starting at 6 o'clock at the Minden Civic Center. There'll be a dinner, live music, and a guest speaker, Angela Henderson of First Baptist Church of Bossier. Funeral services for Russell A. Adams are scheduled for 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon at the First Baptist Church West Chapel with Gary Faircloth officiating. Burial will be in Gardens of Memory. A visitation will start at 1 p.m. Wednesday prior to the service. Survivors include 2 grandsons and 5 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Farron Elkins are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday in the 14th District Building. Burial will be in the Shady Grove Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Graveside services for Jackie Bruce Cook are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday at the Bistineau Cemetery with Richard Methvin officiating. Survivors include a son, Joseph Joey Cook of Heflin, a daughter, a brother, a sister, 4 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a 377 prefix unless otherwise mentioned. And all the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code of 318, unless otherwise mentioned. a room available for rent for $450 a month that includes utilities and could be reduced in exchange for lawn work. Call 5217. That's a room for rent, $450 a month that includes utilities, and the rent could be reduced in exchange for lawn work. For information, you'll need to call 5217. For sale, a self-propelled lawnmower for $75 at 401-6979. Self-propelled lawnmower for sale, $75, 401-6979. For sale, a 10,000 BTU air conditioner for $300 at 639-1683. That's a 10,000 BTU air conditioner, $300, 639-1683. Kittens to giveaway, call 505-8722. They have kittens they will give away at 505-8722. Eggs for sale for $3.50 a dozen, 518-3214. Fresh eggs for sale for $3.50 a dozen at 518-3214. Wanted, a black electric stove, 510-9441. Wanted, a black electric stove, 510-9441. Wanted, bar tables and chairs at 946-1996. If no answer, leave message. Wanted, bar tables and chairs at 946-1996. If no answer, please leave a message. Wanted, a refrigerator at 525-2260. Wanted, refrigerator, 525-2260. Wanted, a male registered Boston Terrier puppy. They're at 299-2133. Wanted, a male registered Boston Terrier puppy, 299-2133. For sale, a gas dryer and a gas stove at 382-5626. That's for sale, a gas dryer and a gas stove, 382-5626. For sale, a pet carrier for $5, 553-7977. A pet carrier for sale, $5, call 553-7977. Wanted, bucket seats for a 97 Chevy 1500 extended cab truck, 299-0751. That's wanted, bucket seats for a 97 Chevy 1500 extended cab at 299-0751. Wanted, a 10,000 or larger BTU air conditioner at 288-2330. Looking for an at least 10,000 BTU size air conditioner, 288-2330.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.